Water, hydrating yourself, friends. The Bible talks about water, the water of life. Drink of the water of life freely, Jesus said. But he was also using it as a metaphor for his word and for spiritual life. Drink of it freely. The body can live without food for weeks, but not without water. Make sure you get plenty of water. And that's where those big Berkeys come in. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. The Walter Water Filters. Now, your marriage. Did you know that most of the public debate over marriage focuses on the role of marriage as a social, moral, and religious institution, but it also has economic consequences? That's right. A new study, I have the whole thing in front of me here. It's about 50 pages. Principal investigator Benjamin Scafidi, an economist in the School of Business at Georgia College and State University, he has found, listen to this, that divorce is resulting, if we just cut the divorce rate in this country by 1%, it would save the taxpayers $1.12 billion annually. Just a 1% reduction. Do you think the politicians would take that one up? Not likely. Do you think our pastors would? Not likely. Somehow, we've given ourselves a pass on divorce, haven't we? Even though God says he hates it. But how about Facebook? You shall not commit adultery, you shall also not use Facebook. That's the edict from a New Jersey pastor who feels the two go hand in hand often. Cedric Miller said 20 couples among the 1,100 members of his Living Word Christian Fellowship Church have run into marital trouble over the last 6 months after a spouse connected with an ex-flame over Facebook. Because of the problems, he's ordering about 50 married church officials to delete their accounts with the social networking site or resign from their leadership positions. And he's decided to do it himself, even though he uses Facebook to connect with his six kids. Facebook can be a very dangerous thing, and one of the first places that attorneys go to find information concerning your life in legal cases is Facebook. What if God went there? What would he find out about you and the temple? Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And remember, take care of the temple. It's the temple of the living.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of you out there in the listening audience, because it's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about what you would like to talk about. But I thought I might just start out talking about this commission, by a bipartisan commission, the 18 members that came up with some suggestions on what could be done to cut our deficits. And then an article by Arthur Laffer, who was with, of course, Ronald Reagan, and talking about what really needs to be done. But, of course, his solution is pursue free trade. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have free trade. We have a one-way street by which the other side wins and we lose in most instances. And it's designed that way because, of course, the major thrust of our free trade policies is to transfer America's wealth to other countries. When you understand that, you can understand why for so many years Japan certainly discriminated against American products, and yet we didn't discriminate against Japanese products, and Japan became wealthier and wealthier, and certainly they produced very good products. But they put barriers as far as our products getting into their country, and we didn't do anything about it, and people said, gee, how could our leaders be so incompetent? I mean, why aren't they just insisting that if we lower our trade barriers, that Japan do the same? And when you understand the real purpose was to transfer our wealth initially to Japan, and then later on, of course, now we're in the process of transferring our wealth to China. And China has all means of discriminating against American products coming in. But, of course, we bring their products in, you know, simply by the shipload without any tariffs. And, of course, this is how we encourage our factories to move over there. After all, why would anybody want to produce electronic goods here in the United States when you can produce them at a fraction of the cost? Excellent products over in China and then bring them into the United States without a tariff. If we want to solve the problem we face, the first thing we have to do is reestablish tariffs so that we can protect our industry. And people say, oh, you're a protectionist. And I'll say, jolly right, I want to protect America, and you want to destroy America. And that's what it's all about. They say, well, my goodness, if we had tariffs, if we gave up free trade, well, we'd have high unemployment. Ladies and gentlemen, look at our unemployment. I mean, we're really talking over 22%. If you use the U6 unemployment figures of 16.7% and then take out the birth-death ratio, which was only put in there to confuse the issue, we have a very high level of unemployment, and it's only going to get worse as long as we allow goods to come in here and undercut our manufacturers. We've already lost most of our steel industry, our textile industry, our electronic industry, a large part of our automotive industry. Now we're transferring our agricultural industry, our industries that are dependent upon cheap electricity because they're making it as expensive as they can here, and running up the cost of electricity so the factories will have to move overseas, like aluminum, and they're moving overseas. And even General Motors is manufacturing their fluorescent light bulbs over in China. They're talking about transferring their wind turbines over there. President Obama keeps talking about green jobs, and we're going to have green energy with solar power and wind power, but most of the solar power panels are made in China today, and GE is transferring their production of wind generators over to China. So there are going to be lots of jobs, lots of green jobs, but they're going to be in China. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We want you to call because this is open line Wednesday. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and people should be calling in and not calling in as yet, but I think we really have to look and see what they're talking about as far as how we're going to begin to bring our massive budget deficit under control. And they say, well, maybe we need a 10% cut in defense. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a 90% cut in defense. Our founding fathers feared a standing army because they knew it would always be used to fight unnecessary wars. And when you realize that the people who are in charge really hate America and they really want to destroy the lives of our young and valiant fighting men, they send them off to fight in no-win wars in Vietnam and in Korea and certainly now, of course, in the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War. We've been fighting for 9 years, nine long, bloody, horrible years in Afghanistan, a war we will never win, and they never intended to win that because, of course, somebody's financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Where do you think they're getting their money? They're getting their money from the Saudi intelligence and from the Pakistani intelligence and from a lot of wealthy Saudis. And we're keeping the ruthless feudal system in place there in Saudi Arabia. And we're helping to fund the Pakistani government, which, of course, funds the Pakistani military, which funds the Pakistani ISI, which, of course, is funding the people who are killing our boys. It's just like it was in Vietnam, where we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, it's deja vu all over again. We're not trying to win the war in Afghanistan. We've been there, and certainly nobody's conquered Afghanistan. The British failed, the Russians failed. Alexander the Great was the last person to conquer Afghanistan, and I would not put Barack Obama into the same category. Well, we've got Paola from Portland, and we'll be back here in just a moment as soon as he's is passed on over. But first of all, we've got to have massive cuts in defense. Who are we defending ourselves against? The Chinese communists who we're building up, we're transferring our military technology to, we're transferring the factories to build their military weapons. If China's really the enemy, then, of course, our country is filled with traitors because we're doing everything to build up the economy and the military potential of communist China. Remember when Bill Clinton gave them the technology so they could MIRV their missiles more accurately, so they could hit our cities better? But nobody called it treason. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and it looks like the lines are beginning to light up here, and we'll be taking your calls from out across America right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday. Is this Paola from Portland?
Yes, it is. Hello.
I'm doing fine. Do you have a, how are you hearing us? You're hearing us on shortwave, hearing us on the internet, radio, or how?
I'm hearing you on the internet. I'm driving through Washington State back to Oregon right now, and I just happened to find you on the radio, and I wanted to call because this is such an important issue, and I keep talking to everybody about this. I keep saying, imagine if every American simply stopped buying anything made in China. We just stopped it. And the response I usually get is, well, it's hard to find things that aren't made in China. And I said, we have to force these corporations with the power of our dollars to move jobs back, because if we all stopped buying things made in China, these big corporations would say, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? We have to collectively stop this madness. And
but,
Paola,
it's not going to work. People are going to buy the cheap things, that the cheapest. You can talk all you want to about idealism, but idealism and $5 to buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks any day, the way to do this is to put tariffs on so that they can't bring their goods in here at undercutting our industry. That's the solution. Talk all you want to about idealism. It's not going to work, Paola. I mean, I admire you for your thoughts, but it's just not realistic.
I would love to see tariffs put on things, but
yeah, well, that's what we need, and that's what we need to do is point out that this whole idea of free trade is a fraud. It is part of the globalist program to impoverish our people and destroy the industrial basis of our country. Do you listen to our programs regularly?
No, I actually just found you. I'm driving back to Oregon, and I just found you because I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio, and
you can listen to us 9 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We do a program on KKPZ in Portland, Oregon, every Saturday, and you can get us there. I think it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They play it a number of times, but I hope you'll start listening to our programs. I've been at this for 48 years, probably longer than any other of the commentators on the air today, and I will tell you what we need to do is to restore tariffs, but what we need to do is expose the wicked people who are in charge today, members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't seen my or heard my story of the Brotherhood of Darkness, go to our website, which is RadioLiberty.com, and on the DVDs or the videos there, the first one is the Brotherhood of Darkness. Take 2 hours and watch it, and it'll change your whole view of the world. Okay.
I totally agree with you that tariffs should be put on. I completely do. But I guess my question to you is this a reality, or are the corporations in control with, you know, their lobbyists and whatnot, so that that's just simply not going to happen? That's kind of how I feel, but I wanted to ask you, as you're the expert.
Basically, the corporations, it's basically what we have is a small, very small group of people. They work through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they certainly, through the Trilateral Commission, they control the media, the major corporations, the major banks, and, of course, they control the government. Is it practical? It's only practical when this whole thing begins to fall apart, and the American people realize that we have subversive elements controlling both political parties, and they demand demand these people be tried for treason. At that point, of course, there's going to be two choices. Either we lose and we become slaves or lose our lives, or we topple the corrupt system in Washington, D.C., and bring in people who believe in the Constitution, which all of our elected representatives have sworn to uphold, but very few believe in. I hope that answers your question. We're moving towards a crisis, and we're moving very rapidly towards a crisis.
I completely agree with you. I mean, I'm a Canadian, and just listening to the news in this country, the general news that most people listen to, it's completely outrageous.
Well, I hope you start listening, Paola, and we'll look forward to your calls in the future. Good night.
Good luck to you.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Travis, who's calling us from New York State. Travis, how are you listening to us?
Hey, on the radio. I'm a truck driver, and I'm on the radio.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment?
Comment and a question. My comment is this, sir. I agree with you, and it's a lot of, I guess it's a lot of symptoms of the problems that are going on, and the only thing that I feel that we can do collectively as a people is take the value off from, I guess most of us are controlled by money and convenience, and I think that's how the government controls the society and the multitude of people, because don't nobody want to give up anything. And as long as they're controlling us like that, they're going to have control in Washington.
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
As long as we can come together and get back to, I would say, goodwill and good order, which is I prefer to say God, you know, and live that way. I think that they're going to continue to control us.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think the only solution is this realization. We're involved in a spiritual struggle, and these people are just plain evil. But, Travis, the important thing, and really the exciting thing that's happening, is you are seeing the destruction of this whole economic structure of our government. And basically, when Barack Obama went to Seoul last week to confer with the G20, the leaders of the G20 nations, and they literally laughed him out. I mean, he was complaining about the terrible Chinese manipulating their economy, and everybody said, America's manipulating their economy. What do you think quantitative easing, too, is all about? It's about manipulating your currency down. The whole structure is beginning to crumble. And this thing is going to have to come down as things get worse. Hopefully, Travis, hopefully people are going to begin turning to God. It's only when times get bad that people begin to realize they need something more than themselves. Affluence is the worst curse that can come on any society, and we've been so affluent for so long. And people have lost sight of what's really important, like faith and love and peace on earth and a personal relationship with our Lord. And that's what's going to save us. But things are going to have to get a lot worse, and as they get worse, all you have to do is say hallelujah.
Well, you know, the thing is, the bottom line is this: if people just really understood the golden rule, love thy neighbor as thyself,
love the Lord thy God.
If people really understood that, the government couldn't control the multitude of society.
Well,
people now are losing their minds, killing their families, killing anybody they can because they're so stressed out. And so, I mean, you just look at the world. Everybody is just stressed out. And then on top of that, the government is actually putting stuff into the food, population control. They got some kind of population control or elimination going on to where they making women sterile. The government is just wicked. And they put stuff in the air.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Travis. But the hope for mankind is the whole structure is going to come tumbling down, and people are going to be looking for answers. And I hope you'll be there spreading the word here that you hear at Radio Liberty. And you're right. They're putting things in the air. They're putting things in our food. They're feminizing the men. They're putting things in plastics like bisphenol and phthalates, which of course give estrogen to men, And this is why one reason why most men don't have the intestinal fortitude, don't have the testosterone needed to stand up against the tyranny. God bless you. You're absolutely right. What we need is God. Thanks for
You're right. And thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks very much. Travis from...
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Travis from New York State, driving a truck up there, and he got a lot of good common sense. In fact, I hate to say it, but I find, you know, a lot of the people, you know, who drive truck, do hard work, never been to college, they got a lot more common sense than the people like myself who graduated with a Phi Beta Kappa Chi, who think they're so much smarter, they're educated beyond their intelligence. Took me a long time to unlearn what I learned in college. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good.
And this is John from Spokane.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I listen to you all the time, and I agree with most of what you say, and I also agree with the caller that called in earlier as far as we actually do control the purse strings. And I've seen this work in the past. This is what was so workable with Gandhi. Of course, he had the press. We don't have the press, but we have the Internet. And I think that listening to you and what you've been saying and Bob Chapman and some of the other guys, that if we think that we're going to make this change on a federal level, I think we're just whistling in a windstorm. It's not going to happen. But where it's going to happen is on the areas that we ourselves can control. And what we can control is who we talk to in the grocery store line and what we, how we spend our money and the conversations that we have at the dinner table or whatever the case may be. Each one of us can control a small area, and we can say, listen to Radio Liberty or go online and listen to Alex Jones or whatever, and this is spreading as a grassroots movement. I don't think the solution is going to be political. I think it's going to be mostly on a grassroots level, and I agree with you. I have a feeling that this whole thing will come crumbling, but out of that, if we as individuals are in communication with one another, then we can hold together and persevere because we understand what's happening, you know, because of the stuff that you've been talking about. But I think if we think that it's going to happen with the Republicans or the Democrats or on the national level, forget it.
Well, I think
I have a feeling that it's going to get rough before that happens.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that maybe the one thing that did get accomplished in the last election is we're going to have gridlock. Wonderful, wonderful gridlock. They won't be able to do so much harm.
I wish they'd all just take a vacation for about 20 years.
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes, you're absolutely right. We need to get organized. Somebody once said, you know, if we're going to take America back, it's going to have to start simply house by house, block by block, precinct by precinct, city by city,
totally,
county by county, and state by state. And I really believe that's the way it's going to have to be. And I think you're right. But the important thing is that you're talking to people and Travis is talking to people. And all the people who listen are informed and they have a grasp of what's going on. I think that I'm more optimistic. I've been at this a long time. I'm more optimistic than I've ever been before. Hang on just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anything else, John?
Well, you know, recently you've been talking about Jesse Ventura shows, and I watched the one on 2012, and the scientists were talking about...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Dan, over the weekend I listened to one of your videos on your website called Lucifer's Children, and in that program they had a man in there talking, and he said the Cecil family was one of the bad people in the Brotherhood of Darkness, and he said that they were wealthier than the Rothschilds. Do you know if that's true?
No. Basically, this was the Lucifer's Children. Is that posted on my website? I know that.
Yeah, it was a Prophecy Club tape.
Okay, fine. And was it me talking or who was the guest?
I don't know his name. It was some man that went to Vietnam and he said.
Okay, yeah, I know who it is, and we've interviewed a number of times. He sort of disappeared. But what was the statement that you wanted me to verify?
He said that the Cecil family was a big, important, rich family, more richer than the Rothschild. I was wondering if that was true.
I'm not in a position to verify or to challenge that. I really don't know. I know that there are other families out there that are fabulously wealthy that probably don't get the notoriety that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers do. These are two of the leading families, but there may very well be other people even behind them. There is a hierarchy of evil in this world, and certainly the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are pretty close to the top, but there may even be a higher level. And I know that this gentleman who you're talking of, he was deeply involved in this whole movement and deeply involved in drugs and in Satanism. He became an evangelical Christian, a born-again Christian, and that he had a lot of fascinating information. And we carry his DVD, and I think we carry his book too, Lucifer's Children, because that's what it's really all about. There really are demonic forces out there. Now let me put our number out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We had Dean on the line, but he dropped off. But if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. It's Open Line Wednesday. Go right ahead, Donna.
I had another question. I listened to another tape. It wasn't on your website, but it was a man talking about the 12 or 13 families that rule the world, and he said that in that tape Ronald Reagan was a Mason. Do you know if that was true?
Well, he actually took the 33rd degree. He received an honorary 33rd degree when he was in the White House. But let me tell you that Ronald Reagan was deeply involved in astrology. And his wife's astrologer, a woman named Joan Quickly, wrote a book, and you can get it. It's up, available at Amazon. It's titled, What Did Joan Say? That's the title, What Did Joan Say? By Joan Quigley. And you remember that because Professor Carol Quigley is somebody we talk about frequently. And she simply comments that basically the entire Reagan administration was being directed by her. And she would determine when they would sign their legislation. And there was a man named Reagan, Ronald Reagan, but the chief of staff was Donald Reagan. And he was very upset that the Reagan administration was being run by Nancy and her astrologer. But nobody ever talks about that. You see, we have an image of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was the finest actor I ever saw. He certainly should have gotten all sorts of Emmys and Oscars. He said everything I believe, and I know many people who believe he believes everything he said, and maybe that's true, or maybe it's simply, but he was deeply involved in astrology himself. Okay?
If you were to be elected president, what would you do? Would you come out and tell the people what's really going on and then just suffer the consequences, or what?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to be the president. I've decided not to run again. But if I was the president, and probably they would kill me if I told the truth, but I would come out and I would tell the truth, and I would talk about the secret societies, and I would talk about the power structure that controls our nation. And Sidney John Fitzgerald Kennedy did that. He gave a speech on the secret societies in America. You can find it up on the Internet. And very shortly thereafter, why he sent him for a trip to Dallas.
Yeah, I listened to it. But I was wondering if he'd come out, like, with the, you know, putting a press conference and tell everybody.
If it were, look, I get on the radio 5 hours a day and I tell people the truth. So if I was the president and you get me elected without my having to run, I will tell people the truth, or they can simply tune into my program. But I would hate to move to Washington, D.C., and, you know, and have to live in the snow and the heat and humidity there. I love where I'm living now, and I think that this is where God wants me.
I know, but I was just curious as to how you would handle it.
I would be truthful. I might not last long. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, grateful for a land so fair.
that is. Don't be late.
No.
Flight with hope. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you hearing us?
Oh, hi, on the Internet.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a couple comments, Dr. Stan. I find it appalling here the way the timing of the release of this Harry Potter, more of paganism here, being released here just prior to Christmas. And also, if this guy from Iran, the new latest boogeyman here, the
Ahmadinejad,
yeah, if he's supposed to be this, but recently he's been to Columbia University, he's been on Larry King Live. Now, why didn't the corporate-run President Obama invite him to the White House? Sit down. Hey, what's the problem here? You know, it's obviously, I mean, it's no one has even recognized that fact. He's been here two or three times, and he won't even, if he's supposed to be this terrorist boogeyman. Do you understand the point I'm
making? Well, the point you're making is
it's
basically
so paradoxical.
We're being manipulated. We always have to have an enemy, you know, the wicked Adolf Hitler, who was financed from the very inception by the Cliveden set in Great Britain and by the American corporations. And it was the American corporations, a hundred of them, that built up the military machine, the military warfare supplies that were used to kill our boys. And they not only before the Second World War, but all during the war. And none of the Americans who worked for Adolf Hitler during that war were ever tried or even punished. And most Americans don't even know what happened. So you got to have a boogeyman. It's Osama bin Laden, Ahmadinejad. Certainly in 1984, it was Goldstein, I think that was his name. You have to have the enemy. Actually, if you go back and you read Machiavelli in The Prince, he tells you you have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government, to protect them from the wicked enemy, whoever it is, you know, Goldstein, Ahmadinejad, Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler. But go ahead.
Okay, one other thing here. Andrew Mellon, he was the owner of Alcoa. And also, he was the chief officer of the Treasury Department. And about that same time, the U.S. Public Health Service decreed that, well, we'll put some fluoride in your water, you know, basically. So how convenient for Mr. Mellon to get rid of that the waste.
How convenient. That's absolutely it. In fact, why do you think these people go to work for government? Do you think they do it for idealism? Do you honestly think that Henry Paulson, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, gave up a job that paid him $30 to $40 million a year to become the Secretary of Treasury under George Bush at $185,000 a year? Do you really think he was idealistic, or do you think he wanted to get a lot of money to give to his friends at Goldman Sachs, which is exactly what he did with the with the AIG fiasco, we simply transferred, I think, $12 billion to Goldman Sachs so they'd have enough money to pay all his friends there at Goldman Sachs their fantastic bonuses. Anything else, Tim?
Well, it's also it's a disgrace that this week they had the ethic hearings regarding the 80-year-old congressman. I mean, it's a disgrace.
You're talking about Congressman Rangel.
Yeah, Rangel. We need to start prosecuting these stockbrokers, Goldman Sachs and Lehman, the rest of them banksters.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
But basically, you know, they every once in a while they have to hold somebody up and say, "Oh, you know, we do not allow this sort of corruption." Ladies and gentlemen, most of the people in Congress are getting massive amounts of money from the bank's lawyers, from the bank's lobbyists, and from the major corporations. The largest single contributor to the campaign for Obama was Goldman Sachs, that and George Soros. So, you know, a multi-billionaire. So if people think that the Republicans are the party of big money. No, both political parties are the party of big money because they're both controlled by the same people. Hey, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, we need to start prosecuting. That's all I want to say.
Well, I think we need to call it what it is. It is treason, and these people are guilty of treason.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's not so bad they're stealing money, but they're stealing our future and our freedom and our children's future. God bless. Thanks so much,
That's
Tim.
That's right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dean calling from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Dean. Question or comment?
I've got a couple of comments, if you would take me on the air. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
A previous caller was talking about buying American. In fact, several of the previous callers were. And what I'd like to suggest is we can't do anything about, well, maybe we can, but it's kind of far-fetched to the average individual to place tariffs on other countries. What we can do is support local mom and pop shops.
Dean, okay, go ahead.
Such as yours.
Mm-hmm. Dean, why can't we have tariffs? We had them for almost 200 years.
Well, we can have tariffs. That was not what I said. What I said was the average person can't guide public policy, but the average person can support Radio Liberty. The average person can buy American products if they look, if they try, if they want to. They can support local mom-and-pop shops.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm done.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And but try to find some place to find vitamin C that is not produced in China. Try to buy a royal jelly that isn't produced in China. Try to buy a computer that is not, or a cell phone that isn't produced overseas. And basically try to buy a shirt that was made in America, you know, a dress shirt that was made in America. We've transferred our textile industry. We've intentionally transferred our electronic industry. Overseas, they know exactly what they're doing. And when you pick up your telephone and you want to talk to somebody at the answering service, and the voice at the other end has a familiar Indian ring to it, it's because that's people are in India, because our government is intentionally and encouraging the transfer of our answering services and our support services to other countries. It's known as outsourcing. This is part of our policy, and you and I can't influence it any more than when we want to call AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph, and you call them and they say, "Do you want your message in English or in Spanish?" And I want to yell into the telephone, "This is the United States. Why are you offering this in Spanish?" It's because, very simply, the people who control AT&T and PG&E and so many of our late major corporations are all part of a globalist conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy to convert America into a multicultural, multilingual society. Simply one more state in the New World Order. Well, let's go to Sonia, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Sonia. How are you? Of course, you're listening to us there on the radio there. We have a station there right there in Flint. Do you have a question or comment?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine.
I am a new listener. I've been listening for 2 months, and I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Okay, the first one is, with all the knowledge that you know and that you're sharing with us, have you and your family ever been threatened before?
Yes. Any more questions?
Okay, this is the last question. I'm just now learning about the Illuminati. Do you believe that pastors should be aware at our local churches of this? Should we let them know things like this and to listen to your station?
Yes, they should be, and they should understand that the Illuminati is simply one of the continuations of the philosophy of the ideas of the ancient mystery religions, the ancient secret societies. You can trace this thing all the way back to ancient Babylon, to the Kabbalah, to Gnosticism, to the Knights Templar, the Rosicrucians, and the Masons, and the Illuminati infiltrated Masonry. People have to understand this is part of a movement to bring about to destroy existing society, to destroy Christianity, and to bring about this one world government.
And that sounds like Bible prophecy, doesn't it?
It sure is. That's what it's all about. We're seeing the fulfillment of the age-old prophecies, and they're coming to pass today. We are privileged to live in such an exciting time.
Yes, it is, especially if you're saved.
Amen to that. Anyway, this is what I do, what I do.
Thank you.
And why I do what I do, Sonia, is I'm hoping that people will hear what we say and they'll begin to realize that there this evil force is out there, and hopefully they'll begin saying, well, I can't fight those alone. If there's that evil, there must be a God, and maybe I ought to come into a personal relationship with him. And I know that many people who've actually heard our programs have become Christians. Some of them even become Christian ministers. But if we can save one soul in what we do, it's all worthwhile.
You're right about that.
God bless.
And I'll be praying for your radio station and for your family. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks very much. And let's go to, I guess, Dean is calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Is this the Dean we were just talking to?
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
It is. And I thought that you kind of cut me down there for a minute, because what I was trying to suggest is that I know that you started off as a very local, very mom-and-pop shop, and what I'd also like to continue to suggest is that there's not much that those average individual can do to stop tariffs or start tariffs. I mean, you can vote for somebody, but that doesn't really work all the time. So when you just shut somebody down like you just did, I feel like you just shut somebody down.
Okay, well, anything else you'd like to say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you, but I understood you to say, oh, we couldn't have tariffs, and what you were trying to say was the individual couldn't have tariffs, right? To believe the overall solution is tariffs, but you're right, the individual can't impose them. This is going to have to be imposed by government, electing people who are loyal to America and want to protect American jobs rather than the globalists who control both political parties. I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't mean to. Go ahead, Dean.
Sir, I'm not offended, and thank you so much, because you're correct that you misunderstood me. What I was trying to say was there are some small and pop shops where you can buy American. If you look for the logo, if you shop for the product, if you actually take the time and don't just go panic buying, then you can at least in your own way make a difference.
Okay.
And I hope that I have done at least a little bit of my part.
All right. right, Gene, God bless, and thanks very much, and you keep up doing the best you can. That's all we can do. Bye-bye. Let's go to Scott calling from Amsterdam, New York. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. How are you listening to us, Scott? Are you listening to us on the radio up there in Amsterdam?
Listen on the radio, Dr. Stain. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, fine. It's good to have you back again. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was listening to your show, and I just wanted to make a comment on what you were talking about, the tariffs. And for the listeners that have previously called in, and this is not any offense to them, but the reason they should understand what you're talking about as far as the tariffs, I work for a major retailer, and I won't give the name out, but I work in a warehouse. I work at a distribution center. And I've been with them for about 5 years. And after about the first 2 years, I unload the trucks manually when the vendors drive the tractor trailers in. And I know it's an honorable thing to suggest that you can shop at mom pops, but they're being taken away because I can tell you in 5 years, I may have seen four items that are even manufactured or produced in the United States. When I unload the trailers, they come from China, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India. So I'm in total agreement with the fact that it's an honorable idea to suggest that. But like you said, you go and try and buy health supplements or vitamin C or anything that's not made there, very difficult. So I would be in total agreement with the way, the only way to get this done is to get politicians in that will enforce the tariffs.
Well, I think, Scott, the first thing we have to do is educate people about globalism. And basically, most people don't want to fend off those attacks when you talk about tariffs. And they say, why, you're a protectionist, as if something wrong with wanting to protect American jobs. And people have to learn, yes, actually, tariffs are a wonderful thing. That's how we protect our industry. That's how we protect our jobs. That's how we protect our children. They worked for almost 200 years. Why do you hate America? Why are you... And what you have to do with any discussion, Scott, is you have to learn how to put the other people on the defensive. I learned that trick many years ago. Put them on the defensive. I did this one time with Gloria Allred, probably the most repulsive woman in the whole United States. And I got into a debate with her on they were recording it on television. And I simply put her into a defensive position. She didn't know what to say. And if you can shut down Gloria Allred, you can shut down almost anybody. But basically,
I've done it on several occasions, Dr. Stannard.
You just have to ask them questions. Why do you want to destroy America? You don't want to protect America, do you? And then simply point out that they've worked, and when they simply have nothing to say, then you simply point out our founding fathers wanted tariffs because they wanted to protect our country. I wish you did as well. And anyway, I agree with you, and thanks very much for your call. I think you're absolutely right. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Scott, are you still there? I guess we lost Scott. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if we are going to reclaim America, first of all, people have to understand that there really are a large number of people who hate this country. They want to merge us into a one-world government. These are treasonous people. This is a subversive action. And many of these people are in key positions in the current administration, but they were key positions in the previous administration. They're in all of our administrations. The purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to bring about a one-world government. And yet, between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 American World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, nine of the 12 secretaries of defense. Do you really think that happened by accident? They all wanted to destroy America. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, here we are now, this open lines, and apparently, we're not going to get any more calls. So basically, people have to understand that this is a long range.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Things are a little tight recently. There's been a lot of, a lot of our listeners have come on bad times, and I understand that. And if you're in a position to help, why, we'd appreciate it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and protection, and God, I believe, will provide the wherewithal so we continue doing what we're doing and bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, certainly you need to know some of the items we have. If you haven't seen my book or read it, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. We just got an order for 190 copies today from one of the major ministries in this country. I talked to Tom Horn. He just told me he'd gotten several hundred orders for copies of the Brotherhood of my book. And, of course, that actually he'd had to do a reprinting of this so he could fill the orders that were coming in. He didn't know why, but I think the time has come. People are looking for answers. And my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will begin to give you the answers. Now that we have many other books, excellent books, we have Tom Horn's Apollyon Rising 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012. Bill Sills, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, because the New World Order is the ancient plan of secret societies. So that's Bill Sills' book. And then, of course, we have the book, The Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural by Lynn Marzulli. We also carry his Nephilim Trilogy and his Alien Interviews. Now, they're not interviews with aliens, but interviews with PhDs and scientists and investigators who've actually personal contact with people who've been abducted. They all have basically the same story. The aliens are simply demonic beings, in my estimation, and we usually have a book on that, Alien Intervention. I think that's the title of it. Anyway, if you call in, we can get that for you. Now, I should point out we are carrying a William Still's excellent DVD, The Secret of Oz, The Secret of Oz. Bill and I are good friends. We disagree on how we should create this new monetary system, but it's obviously we need a monetary system. But his DVD, the information in it, is excellent, and we strongly recommend The Secret of Oz. I happen to believe we need gold backing because I don't trust people with the power to create money. You need to control the amount, and I just don't know where we're going to get honest people. I'd far rather have some other source of a means of controlling them. But his new DVD, The Secret of Oz, is excellent. We recommend it. And then, of course, we have, a number of Alex Jones's DVDs, like Police State 4, A Terror Storm, The End Game. We just call us at 1-800-544-8927, and you can certainly get a copy of that. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get some of the DVDs by Bob Fletcher. You call us at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for Bob Fletcher's DVDs on weather control and on the murder of Sonny Bono, on the murder of John Kennedy, really a dozen different DVDs out there, and we think they're all well worthwhile, and we carry them because we think his message is accurate. He does an excellent job on visually telling the story that we tell simply here on the radio. So that's Bob Fletcher's DVDs. You can get the list of his DVDs and Alex's DVDs simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how the poison is, you need to get my talk on The Hidden Agenda. That's The Hidden Agenda, and of course you want to get the syllabus that goes with that, because it goes and has all the documentation on what fluoride does. And then if you want to know what the hydrofluorosilicic acid does, why, that's the material by Dr. Robin Masters. All available from Radio Liberty. So please pray for our country, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John McTernan. We've had John on through the years. He's written some wonderful books. In the past, trying to correlate, events that take place. Oh, with, of course, some of the cataclysmic events that have happened, the storms, the earthquakes, the major tragedies, people in turn against Israel or turn against God. And basically, John's coming from the point of view that we're living in the days that are prophesied, and we're moving into a period of great crisis and turmoil, and I certainly tend to agree with him. Hi, John, how are we doing?
Hey, good to be on your show again.
Well, thank you so much for being willing to stay up there so late. But why don't you sort of bring our listeners up, those who don't know John. Now, what was the book? We used to carry it for many years. What was the book you wrote?
As America Has Done to Israel.
Okay, fine. But you wrote one before that, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrote two before that. The first one was God's Final Warning to America.
God's Final Warning to America. We carried that one for a long time.
Yeah. That one's out of print, and I'm in the process of reprinting it. So,
I think that's well worthwhile. That was an excellent book. But basically, how do you see things unfolding at the present time?
Well, what's happening is all these disasters, and if you chart it, prior to 1990, there was one, the people that studied this call it a billion-dollar disaster. There was $1 billion disaster maybe every 3 years, things like that. After 90, but especially since 92, we've had 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 a year with earthquakes, massive tornado outbreaks, Hurricane Katrina, for example, and floods. And what I'm doing is I'm seeing there's a pattern developing where the day that the event occurs, we're doing something to Israel that day, like Arafat is here in the land. The day he lands, for example, will be the greatest tornado outbreak in history. Supreme Court decisions about abortion, and like Gay Pride Day, one of the greatest earthquakes. In fact, I've discussed this several times with you, the earthquakes in California, how they're coinciding with what's going on with California as far as abortion and homosexuality.
I'll never forget, we were going to a meeting in New Orleans, and we were going to be there at the same time that they were going to have this massive gay parade in the streets of New Orleans, and then came Hurricane Katrina.
There you go.
Katrina,
yeah.
Exactly at the same time.
At the same time.
Well, they actually had to cancel the parade. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's called, I'm not making this up, it's called Southern Decadence. That's the name of the event. And it occurs, it starts the Wednesday before Labor Day, and then it ends on Labor Day, of course, which is a Monday. And Hurricane Katrina hit on the eve of Southern Decadence.
I mean, it really
and
was the most.
Was destroyed.
It was the most amazing thing. I mean, here we had these tickets. We were all ready to go to New Orleans, and of course, and then of course God. And I really believe that whether it was God or man, I don't know, but I don't believe that a hurricane was simply by accident. I certainly don't believe that the dikes gave way simply by accident. It was just the black areas that were flooded. I don't believe that God brought that on the black people. I believe somebody else did. They wanted to get them out of New Orleans, and they did a pretty good job. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, John, you go right ahead.
Are we still on the air?
We are still on the air.
Oh, I thought
beaming out across the entire.
Was,
No, you don't. You don't get any time off. Go right
I
ahead.
I don't get any time off for good behavior. Yeah. Well, everything is continuing now with Obama as president, and what I've detected, and I have a blog. I don't know. Did I tell you since?
No, tell us about the blog.
Yeah, well, the blog is a continuation of my book because the book would be, I just couldn't update it regularly. It's just too hard to do, and the book would be too big. So I have a blog. It's called johnmcternan.name. It's very easy, johnmcternan.name. And on it, I have been, I have a section called As America Has Done to Israel. And then I draw the correlation between exactly what Obama is doing to Israel and what happens to America on that day. And basically what it is he's trying to prevent, he's trying to divide Jerusalem and create a Palestinian state, and he's preventing the Jews from building on the land. And I'm showing the parallel, whereas he's doing that, on the very day he's doing it, something destructive happens with the building industry, with home mortgages, the subprime loan. And it's eerie to watch the headlines where Obama is doing this to Israel, and then that day the headlines come out, the United States building industry has collapsed, 20-30% unemployment, the subprime loan and the mortgage collapse is going to pull down the economy. So I've been charting this now since he's been president, and I have this right on my blog right now. If people would go to it, you could see with your own eyes exactly what Obama is doing to Israel is happening to America on a much greater scale.
Well, you remember what God said, you know, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. And I would think that people would look and see what's happening to America and say, well, maybe this has something to do with the way we're reacting to Israel.
Well, and you see, here's what's interesting in this. The Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, is on Israel's southern border. And then Hezbollah, which is another terrorist organization, is on Israel's northern border. And then on the West Bank is the PLO, which don't even try and hide that they want to destroy Israel. It's sort of a power play between Hamas and the PLO, who's going to take charge and unify and then deal with Israel. And what do we have developed? And Obama is pressuring Israel to deal with these groups that literally want to destroy Israel. And what do we have
developed?
Hold
that thought. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John is just saying that certainly President Obama is putting all sorts of pressure on Israel to negotiate with the Palestinians and negotiate with Hamas. And basically, these people don't want peace. They want to destroy Israel. Now, there are a tremendous amount of corruption at the upper echelon of the Israeli government, but that doesn't detract from the point that I believe God wants the children of Israel in Israel at this time in history. So what we get very, very confused about so many of the things that are going on, and this is being done intentionally, so that we can't see the forest for the trees. And certainly there is corruption in the Israeli government, but that doesn't mean that certainly we shouldn't be supportive of the right of the Israeli people to remain in the homeland. But unfortunately, our government is doing everything they can to force Israel to concede land, and they've given up certainly so much of the land already. They've given up certainly so much of the West Bank and Gaza. And now, of course, they're trying to drive them out of Judea and Samaria. But actually what most people don't understand is we've given, I think, $150 million to build up the Palestinian army, to arm them, to train them, so that they one day will be able to attack Israel, and then we're giving money to Israel so they can attack the Palestinians. We're actually financing both sides. People do not understand this. It doesn't make any sense. But that's exactly what's going on today. And, of course, Hamas and Hezbollah are being financed by Iran. But people have forgotten that it was the American CIA that brought the Ayatollahs, the radical mullahs, to power back in 1979 and established them in power. But we can't let the American people understand that we finance both sides in preparation for what I fear are going to be some terrible, terrible violence that lies ahead. But you go right ahead, John.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you said that about Iran, and it was Jimmy Carter. It was Jimmy Carter's baby, bringing Ayatollah Khomeini from France back into Iran to overthrow the Shah. I mean, that square on the shoulders of President Jimmy Carter. So yeah, he did through the State Department and all, they did work to overthrow the Shah of Iran and bring in the Ayatollah, and look what has happened since.
Well, basically, of course, we could say, well, they made a mistake. I don't think they made a mistake. I believe that there is a plan being played out today and is moving us towards, I believe, a terrible conflict coming in the Middle East. I don't know when it's coming, but I fear it may be sooner rather than later, but you go right ahead, John.
Yeah, what I was pointing out is, and this has been the policy of the United States since President Bush Sr., is the creation of this Palestinian state, which every time Israel gave away land, they gave away land up north. That was it. Then they moved into Lebanon, and Hezbollah moved in and created a terrorist state. And then they unilaterally pulled out of Gaza. Hamas pulled, went in and created a terrorist state. So what we have building on our southern border, and of course in California, you're aware of that any more than anyone else, California and Arizona there, is that we have a terrorist state building on the southern border of the United States. Literally, gunshots from across the border in Mexico hit El Paso, Texas, and we've got these terrorists from coming across the border, and they're killing Americans, kidnapping them in Arizona and other places. Parts of America have been literally taken over. Is that in Arizona? There's that one national park where they're preventing Americans from going into it because the drug cartels control it. So as we're pressuring Israel to create a terrorist state in its border, a terrorist state is forming on our border.
A very interesting analogy. I hadn't thought of it, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And again, I show that on my blog. As Obama is doing things to Israel, the headlines are, this is happening in America, or this is happening on the Mexican border, and that there's an emergency. The governor of Arizona is calling for emergency for what's happening there. And at the very time, the same time, Secretary of State Clinton is over in Israel, bullying Israel to create a Palestinian state, and we're trying to deal with a terrorist state forming on our border. So again, I have that all documented in my blog. I'm not speculating on this. I'm saying that as the events come to a head at the exact same time, and over and over and over again, not just once, but I'm over 100 now in my book and on my blog documented of these same day occurrences.
Well, it's just too much to be just coincidence. A few, yes, certainly it could be coincidence, but the more there are, the less it seems likely it's a coincidence. And certainly you and I both believe that God does work in the affairs of men, and there are consequences for what is done either by individuals or by nations.
Yeah, well, what I believe what God is doing, he's showing the authority of his word, that he says he will bless nations when they do certain things, and he will curse nations when they do certain things. And so we can literally see it happening in real time. And I have been documenting this. I started this way back in 1987. So that's 23 years now of documentation of this, continual documentation where God is warning and warning. And, of course, we're going to read someplace where at some point, with the warnings stop and the real severe judgments begin, and I think that that's at the place we are now.
I think you're probably right. I don't know how it's going to play out, but somebody once said, I tremble for my countrymen when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever.
So that's exactly right. And if you study the Bible and you go back to back into Genesis, before God judged, in the days of Noah, for example, Noah in the New Testament says he was a preacher of righteousness for like 100 years, 120 years. So God was warning all these years that the flood was coming, the judgment was coming. And, of course, wickedness covered the face of the earth. And then God told Abraham that his seed was going to go to Egypt for 400 years because God had to deal with the sin of the Amorites. And for 400 years, we're not talking 10 years, 15 years, we're talking about centuries. And then, of course, the Amorites, their sin was listed. It was child sacrifice. It was wanton sexual licentiousness. It was homosexuality, bestiality. That was the sin, and they didn't repent. And the children of Israel came and executed judgment on them off the land. And then when the children of Israel turned into sin, turned to sin, God warned them. He sent prophet after prophet after prophet in the Bible warning them. Of course, they didn't listen. And then the Babylonians came and took them away. And then we look in the New Testament. Didn't the Lord Jesus himself warn that the Romans were going to come and destroy Jerusalem and spread the people into the world, all into the world in judgment? And that happened 40 years. He prophesied, he was warning 40 years before it happened. And then I'm sure the apostles and the believers then were warning. And so God always warns, and he's warning America now. He's been warning America that I could pinpoint since 1987, and the warnings are getting more and more intense. What happened once every year or every 2 years is now happening, I can say, on a monthly basis and sometimes on a weekly basis.
Well, I certainly think that we should be prepared for some very difficult times, because I believe that certainly in all the past world crises, why America has been isolated, and we have major oceans on both sides. We did not feel the horror of World War I. We didn't feel the horror of World War II. We didn't feel the horror of the Korean War or the Vietnamese War. A million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese were slaughtered in that senseless war. But of course, I fear that this next war is going to actually involve America. Americans really aren't concerned about what's going on in Afghanistan, the destruction of society. They're not concerned about how once the Americans took over Iraq, which was a first world nation with sanitation and electricity, and we simply destroyed the whole thing to the point where that is simply a nation, if they have 3 hours of electricity a day, they're fortunate. We've done the same thing in Zimbabwe, where we actually deposed the legitimate government and imposed a Marxist thug named Mugabe there, who totally destroyed the infrastructure of that nation. Half the society's fled, and we keep Mugabe in power through humanitarian aid. Who could be against humanitarian aid supplying money and supplies to the military so they can rape and pillage them and torture the people? God does certainly bring judgment upon nations, and our nation has done terrible things. And it's not because America itself is bad, but because wicked and evil people have taken control of our government, and the good people have not spoken out. Well, maybe they could say, well, I didn't realize there was an invisible government. I didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. But in the final analysis, everybody knows something's wrong. The question is not whether you know something's wrong, but what did you do? And it was actually Dante who reminded us that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, maintain a position of neutrality. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no position of neutrality today. I mean, you can imagine that you're going to be able to sit on the sidelines and watch it happen, but everyone is going to be involved in the terrible things I think are coming to America. What are your thoughts, John?
There'll be no bench warmers on this one, that's for sure. It's coming from all angles now. I mean, we have Islamic terrorists in the country. We have a severe economic problem. We've got a government that's out of control. And natural disasters occurring left and right.
And people really don't understand. There really are Islamic terrorists. They're being financed by our own government. And suddenly, if you haven't heard Paul Williams talk about all of the Islamic terrorist training camps in America, why they're real, they're not imaginary, waiting for the word. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, I hear the music in it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
But from my perspective in studying the international news that's relevant for Americans, and especially American Christians, time and time again, I'm picking up fantastic information from, like I said, London, from many European, even Pravda in Russia. I'm picking up information that's not being fed to the Americans, and Jerusalem, from the Jerusalem Post and other news sources. It's just an amazing thing to see. Now, I could understand it happening once in a while, like they just didn't pick it up here, but this is over and over and over. Since I've been doing the blog, it didn't take long for me to see, look at the information I'm getting out of Great Britain and not here. So, yes, there is some sort of censorship over the main media in America, definitely.
That was one of the things that got me interested 48 years ago with the idea that we had censorship in America. And should I had the opportunity through the years of interviewing national leaders and generals, four-star generals and ambassadors, and it's very obvious so much of what goes on we really don't understand. People don't understand that our government knew Fidel Castro was a communist. I interviewed the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, Earl Smith. We knew he was a communist. The State Department knew he was a communist. The CIA knew he was a communist. And we brought him to power. He never won any revolutionary battles. He never won the revolution. We simply handed Cuba over to him. But we can't tell the American people that. And as you get into this, and as I've doing it as long as I have, you realize there is tight control over so much of what's going on. For instance, talking even about something as mundane as the relationship between drinking milk on a regular basis and prostatic cancer and breast cancer. And people have tried to bring this out on television. They simply lost their job. It's been blacklisted and could never get a job again. Sydney, our friend Stephen Mosier was working for his doctorate degree at Stanford University. He was over in China when the one-child policy came into being, and because they were killing the girl babies, he came back to the United States, made the public statement, was blacklisted by Stanford University, fired, could never get a job at another major university. And the same thing happened to Professor Anthony Sutton. Same thing happened to my friend Dennis Cuddy. And I could give you a dozen people who've been blacklisted in the universities. They cannot get jobs because they tell the truth. And the same thing is true with people in the media. We have a book called Into the Buzzsaw, written by people from 60 Minutes, 2020, from the Pulitzer Prize winners, who were blacklisted in the media because they told the truth. Unfortunately, when you work in the media, why you do what you're told, or you don't work in the media. That's the way it really is today.
Well, I have a very good friend of mine who is a medical doctor, a researcher, and he spent years showing a correlation between abortion, birth control, and breast cancer with women, and he was able to pinpoint conclusively, absolutely conclusively, especially about birth control, how dangerous it is for women, and he put it in book form, and he wanted to publish it, and he had several people look at it, and they said that this is great, your research is impeccable, this is dynamite information, and it began to circulate that he had this information, and then he was told that if he printed this book, he would be exactly as what you said. He would be blacklisted, he would never get a research job. And the reason for that was there were so many billions of dollars involved in birth control. And they didn't want to scare, and that might affect birth control. Plus, the feminist agenda really, there must be birth control for the feminist agenda. So there was two things there. So he published it. He published the book. He was blacklisted. And he couldn't get a job as a researcher anymore. And so he works in a hospital in Pennsylvania as a regular doctor in the hospital, and then his book was, even though it didn't have much backing other than the research that was in it, one of the major medical hospitals in the United States, well known, hired someone to write a paper attacking him, saying it was all faulty research. And if you go and do the research today, his paper attacking my friend is what doctors would come across, completely neutralizing what he wrote, and it was all a hit job that destroyed what he had done.
This is how the world really works, John. I hate to tell you this, but I've heard this same story. I haven't heard that specific story, but time and time again, people who try to get the truth out, whether it be on really how we're destroying the lives of women, certainly with the birth control pills, in relationship to breast cancer and to uterine cancer, all being carefully suppressed here in the United States. We'll be back in just a moment.
I've had all the answers. It hasn't been tested properly yet.
Grateful for a life.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John McTernan, and certainly we've been getting a little off the subject, getting into thought control and mind control and censorship in America. But, of course, the reason I wanted to get John on is to talk about the relationship between when America takes actions against Israel or other nations take action against Israel. Many times, corresponding with that, there are some cataclysmic events that take place that suggest that perhaps God is still fulfilling his promise, I will bless those that bless you, but I will curse those that curse you. Go ahead, John.
Well, yeah, specifically with Israel, it all starts in 1991 with President Bush Sr. and him initiating the Madrid peace process. He spoke in Madrid, Spain on October 30th, 1991. That's the very day, really, when I start this in my book. And on that day, as he was giving his speech, and right from the very beginning, he made it clear that Israel had to give away land in this process. A freakish storm had developed in the North Atlantic, which we now know as the perfect storm, because weather patterns came together that are freakish, that occur maybe once every 100, 200 years, and it created a hurricane. Now, whoever heard of a hurricane forming off the... excuse me.
Hold that thought, John. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John McTernan. We're going to just pick up in just a moment where he left off, talking about how certainly it was in 1991 when President George Herbert Walker Bush had given a speech dealing with the Madrid conference there, which was going to require Israel to make land concessions. But before we get to that, John, I want you to give your website. Tell people how they can get your books.
Yeah, it's very easy to find me. It's John McTernan, it's McTernan, .name. That'll take you into my blog, and then from my blog you can go to the website, and my books you can get through the internet off my blog or website, and I have an 800 number if you'd like to order instead of going off the internet. The 800 number is, again, 800-717-0792. That's 800-717-0792. And the book, which is my bestseller right now, is As America's Done to Israel. I also have a DVD that goes along with it called America in the Day of the Lord, and it goes with the book, only I have maps and charts and pictures in the DVD, which I don't have in the book. So we go back to October 30th, 1991, and while the president was making this speech in Madrid, Spain, a freakish storm called the Perfect Storm, that's what it's called, there's a movie and a bestseller made about it, comes the wrong way. It came a retrograde storm. It went against the weather pattern. It came from the northeast to the southwest, and it sent 30-foot waves against his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, and destroyed it. So that's how it starts. That's one of the ways that the book starts there, is with this storm literally destroying the president's home at the very day. You know, it's not a day before. These events that I have in my book, Stan, they're not like months apart or weeks apart or even days apart. They're same-day events. That's how precise this is. That's how the timing is so accurate in this. I call them same-day events. So the president's own home was destroyed as he initiated this process to divide the land of Israel. And from that day to this, on specific days that we're going to pressure, we're pressuring Israel to divide the land. Like we had mentioned earlier about Hurricane Katrina, that at the same time it was Southern Decadence was taking place, President Bush Jr. was pressuring Israel to pull out of Gaza, which they did, and eventually Hamas took over. So two things coincided with Hurricane Katrina. Israel pulling out of Gaza under pressure of the United States, and also Southern Decadence in New Orleans. So there it is, Stan. I mean,
event after event after event. We know the specific day it started. And if you remember earlier in the show, I had mentioned that the people that study this, like FEMA, and their charts and all, and I have some of them posted in my book and also in the DVD, prior to the early 1990s, prior to like 1991 when the Madrid peace process started, we didn't have natural disasters like we have now. The early 90s, right as we began to pressure Israel to divide the land, is when these awesome tornado outbreaks hit, these awesome floods, like the two floods in the Midwest, you know, awesome, even the stock market crashes are connected to this, earthquakes, hurricanes, everything you could think of is tied to what we're doing, our policy towards interfering with God's prophetic plan. So to me, it's overwhelming proof of the authority of God's word in the Bible. And when God says, if you do certain things as a nation, I'll curse, that's exactly what's happening to America.
Well, you know, you could tell this to a lot of people who were not Christians, and they'd sort of sneer and say, all coincidence. Tell it to a Christian, and a Christian would say, I do believe that God does work in the affairs of men. Two different worldviews, but I think, that, of course, that you and I are correct. I think the others are sadly mistaken, because they don't see the signs of the times. They don't see God's hands in the unfolding of events. Well, how important Israel today is, as we see the world moving towards, I believe, a major confrontation coming in the Middle East, tied into Israel's relationship to Iran. But you go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners to your show that aren't believers and they're skeptics, and they're saying exactly, their reaction is exactly what you said to what I just said. And the way I address that is, first of all, it's not random what I'm saying. I just didn't make this up. The Bible says, and in my book, I lay out the scriptures that warn not to do what America's doing. And there's consequences for it. So it's not that I'm just making this up. I'm basing all this on what the Bible says. And then the next thing, Stan, and this is for skeptics out there, at what point does coincidence stop? I mean, if I show 10 of the greatest disasters that hit America, and I've got the FEMA, I've got the Federal Emergency Management Association, I have their greatest disasters, the top 10, and all top 10 fit exactly what I'm saying. They're in my book. I show the dates and what occurred. So if I have 10, is that a coincidence? 20, the 20 top disasters. How about 30? I mean, I'm into like 100 now. It's overwhelming evidence that this is not a coincidence, that this is the hand of God touching America. And he's doing this, really, I think, Stan, to get the church's attention. The world, again, many people say it's all a coincidence, you know, don't give me this. But, you know, the church, to wake up, the hour, prophetic hour we're in, we're rushing to, I believe, what the Bible calls the Armageddon, the Battle of Armageddon, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. So God is literally kind of got us by the shoulders, trying to shake us. Look, wake up, wake up. And he warns. And as I had mentioned earlier on your show, God always warns a nation and people before judgment.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for John, he's been doing this ever since I first met him. Never met him personally, I don't think, but we've certainly, we've talked many, many times, and certainly we've been interviewing him on and off for the last 15 years. So he's been at this for a good long while.
Since 1987.
Right. So if you have a question for John, you're a skeptic, or maybe as with myself, I believe that he is certainly, his information is accurate. I do not believe it is simply by coincidence. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, do you find that these incidences of major cataclysmic events are increasing in frequency as far as earthquakes, plagues, volcanic eruptions, all of these things?
Absolutely. That's what I was saying earlier. In my book, when I'm documenting this, you know, something may have happened in 1991 and 92, and then not in 93. One event in 91, you know, one event in 92, nothing in 93, maybe something in 94, nothing in 95, then all of a sudden 96, like three events, and in 97, four events. And so, yeah, they've been rapidly increasing. And also what I've done in my book and on the blog is the economy, the American economy, and the meltdown of it. I show the very day it starts. It starts July 20th, 2007. And I show what we were doing to Israel right then and there and all the way down. The stock market doesn't come down gradually. The economy is not coming. It's coming down in steps. And each step down, I document what we're doing to Israel at that very time. Like Lehman Brothers collapsing, Bear Stearns collapsing, things like that. There were specific events happening on the day. We're doing certain things to Israel on that very day when these big events happened that began to pull down the economy. So all the way down, Stan, the economy is melting down exactly as the United States is doing to Israel.
My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question for John, a comment. But Sydney, all these things are taking place today. And, Chris, we're seeing an increasing number of earthquakes. I mean, far more than we'd ever seen before. Fortunately, we have fairly accurate records of, you know, from past this, hundreds of years on the frequency of earthquakes. But they seem to be increasing, don't they?
Yeah, what's happening is the more powerful earthquakes are really increasing. That's where the it's really being noticed with these power, and they run in cycles. As I studied this, it's just like the Lord said about the birth pangs coming. As I studied this, there'll be periods of time where there's relatively, you know, no earthquake activity, and then we'll have 3 or 4 months with this earthquake after earthquake all over the world. And that's what I've been seeing, that is intensifying. Instead of having, like, going 2 or 3 years with not much earthquake activity, now it's happening in these cycles of, like, 6 months, where we'll have major earthquakes all over the world, 7-0, 8-0, even 9-0 on the Richter scale, and then it's quiet. And then all of a sudden it flares up again. So, yeah, they're happening in clusters, and the clusters are getting more and more closer together.
Almost.
And another thing is, like, all the volcanic eruptions. That volcanoes that were quiet for centuries in Iceland, in Indonesia, in the Philippines, in Russia, all over the world, we have now a whole series of volcanic eruptions virtually happening at the same time. This is highly unusual. You know, there's always a volcano erupting here or there, but not at the frequency which they're happening now.
And so it's almost as if something is changing, as if we're sort of like music, you know, building to a crescendo. And I really fear that this is exactly what's happening. We're building to a crescendo as far as events. And certainly God's hand is in this, because if you look at the world today, especially look at the United States, I mean, this wonderful nation with strong moral values, and then, of course, the wicked people took over our Supreme Court, the Masons took over our Supreme Court, they took God and prayer out of our schools. When was the last time you ever heard a minister tell you that it was the Masons who controlled the Supreme Court because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation because they worship a different God? No ministers are going to tell you that. If they know it, they're afraid to say it. And they have far more fear of the Masons and the reprisals than they do of God. And we need men who fear God to be leading our people today and to be warning them about the terrible things that I fear lie ahead. And I don't think the Christians are going to be able to manage this or to most people. I mean, there are some Christians who will, who really understand and who certainly are have the total trust in God. But I think that there's so many Christians, when things get really begin to fall apart, it's very easy to be a Christian when things are good. But when things really get bad, then are you still willing to profess your faith?
See, that's what I address in my blog one of the objects of my blog is to not only present the real accurate situation, economic situation, a political situation, but also to get people focused discipleship-wise on the Lord and also to be focused on his second coming. I mean, the bottom line, for me anyways, the bottom line is when I look out there and I see everything that's happening, I run to the Lord. You know, he's Abba, he's Daddy, that's what Abba means. And I can't face this on my own. I don't know any human being that can really face what's coming on their own. Because doesn't it say in Luke chapter 21, when the Lord's talking about the end of days, he said that men's hearts will fail them with fear, looking upon the earth for those things that are coming upon the earth. So, you know, this is a time for Christians to run to the Lord and get real close to him in faith.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that people have to realize that I think that only those who do have faith are going to be able to survive the terrible times that lie ahead. Otherwise, I think there's going to be chaos, and Christians are going to be consumed in the chaos, but at least they'll be able to keep their composure and understanding as they anticipate these things happen. Now, to many people, it would be fearful. For the Christians, it would simply be simply verifying their faith and, of course, holding their belief that all of these things are the birth pangs before our Lord comes again.
I went to my blog here while you were talking, and I have a link on it to FEMA's top 10 disasters, which FEMA shows the date and what occurred and how great the disaster was. And then they're in my book, you know. And then right below it, I have verified 10 major U.S. disasters on dates significant to treatment of Israel. There is a website that checks rumors on the Internet, and somehow they got a hold of my work to see if it was accurate or not, and they verified it and said that my work was accurate, that what I put on in my book and on the website was accurate, that I wasn't making this up. So, you know, you have a call-in show there. I'd love for someone that's skeptical to call in that we could talk about this.
Okay, well, if there's anybody out there who is skeptical, don't be hesitant to call in 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Of course, at this time of night, John, a lot of our listeners are on the East Coast, certainly there, and it's about, approaching 1 o'clock. So we have a lot of listeners from midnight to 1 o'clock, and we have a few faithful listeners from 1 o'clock from midnight to 1 o'clock, but it's pretty hard to stay up that late.
Yeah.
But I appreciate so much your willingness to be with us tonight.
Well, how could I not? I mean, what an opportunity to speak. There's eternal destiny at stake, right? I mean, people's eternal life is at stake here. And any opportunity to speak and warn and to let them know and to be focused on Christ, maybe someone has never... some listeners never given his heart to the Lord, this certainly would be a good time to do it, because we are fast running out of time. Right, Brother Stan? I mean, you've been at this longer than me, and you could see how this is all sort of coming to a head right before our very eyes.
Oh, it certainly is. In fact, I'll call you and get you on some of our earlier programs. We do one in the morning, 10 o'clock your time, another one at about 6 o'clock, certainly 6 or 7, and we'll get you on those as well, because I think your message is so vitally important. People have to understand that we're living in what I believe are biblical times, and we can look at things from a political point of view. We can look at it from a historical point of view. We can look at it from a financial point of view, but it all ties back into the spiritual. And you can't understand what's going on unless you understand the spiritual battle that is taking place behind the scenes, being waged in the other dimension today. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program here at Radio Liberty. Well, John, it looks like we're just getting a caller. Perhaps we'll have somebody. We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay, good.
You go right ahead, though, and we'll see whether these people want to come on the air.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
And what is taking place spiritually. So I hope that you'll go to John's site and get his material. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will give you insight into how this whole issue plays out and how this political battle we're engaged in and ideological battle we're engaged in and financial battle we're engaged in is really a spiritual battle. So that's the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book, the DVD, or you can get the book, the DVD, and an audio tape. It's all the same story. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we think that you need to have other information. And certainly we have an excellent DVD. It's called Other Surveillance Society. It's Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I put this out about how they're collecting dossiers on you as we move towards the cashless society that's prophesied in the Revelation, where man is a society where you neither be able to buy or sell, yes, you wear the mark of the beast known by the number of his name. These things are only possible today. They were never before capable of having them and moving us into a cashless society. Then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get many of the other DVDs we carry by Alex Jones, by Bob Fletcher. One of the new DVDs we have is William Still's The Secret of Oz, referring to The Wizard of Oz. The Secret of Oz, a well-done DVD. And Bill is a good friend. We disagree on how to set up the new monetary system, but we both agree we have to get rid of what we have today because it's being used to enslave our people and to enrich a select few. And believe me, the Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank. We carry a little book called The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, written by our good friend of Professor Sutton. We carry the classic book, The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin. And then, of course, we have my talk on the financial Armageddon. It comes with a syllabus and will really explain to you how they intentionally and maliciously and purposely precipitated this financial crisis. There was no financial crisis, but they're working on a timetable, and I just hope that they've overextended themselves. I hope that this whole thing is getting out of hand. This will be the only hope for the very survival of our society, the survival of our people. If they destroy this system, this economic stress system, which has been set up to basically enrich a selected few. This is what it's all about. We have a book written in 1899. It's called The Coming Battle. And what is it about? It's written by Mr. Walther, an attorney, who talks about how the banks create periods of great prosperity, and then they contract the money supply, and they foreclose on the homes and the farms and the businesses and the commercial developments. And that's exactly what they're doing now. And Bank of America today has 1 million homes they're foreclosing on. 1 million homes they're foreclosing on. This is what the banks love. You're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that's ever taken place. Only, of course, if they have their way, we will not recover from this. America will be impoverished. You need to hear, of course, our talk, as I mentioned, on the financial Armageddon. You need, of course, to get my talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it 5 years ago, but it gives you the fundamentals of what's going on today to understand this. You need to get Patrick Wood's excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission. They're the people who really run the government today. Between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of this 87-member North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that's just by coincidence? Of course not. A small little elite control our nation. It's time they be exposed because they're subversive and treasonous. Our telephone number, 1-800-555-4848-927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heck no on your machine. TSA is really coming under fire. Or is it? Well, it looks good. It looks like people are having their say. This is going to be a major issue on the program today. We're going to have Becky Akers join us in the third hour. She was here the other day, and if you heard her passionate statement about what needs to happen to these machines and the people that operate them, they need to go. Well, we're going to talk about that more because she says it's not just going to be the machines at the airport. But once the camel gets its nose under the TSA tent, watch out. We're going to talk to her about how much we're going to be seeing these machines and where. In the second hour, we're going to talk to Doug.